Blog Talk Radio.
I am the Lorax. I speak for the trees. And for some fucking reason, they're speaking Vietnamese.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of The Betting Window on the Nerdcore Network. I am your host, Effin Ronnie. And actually with me today, if his audio works, I guess not right now. He's trying to fix it. Is the Suncock is with me, Ryan, the Hustle City hooligan. Ryan, where are you? Come on, I don't need to keep doing this.
Hi, welcome to Chili's.
There we go.
That's my purse! I don't know you!
But yes, on today's episode, we dive into the good, the bad, and the what the fuck was that in the wild world of sports and sports betting like we do every Wednesday, but it's a Tuesday show. We will be doing a Wednesday show. This is just kind of we just want to see how shit rolls with this one. So we're going to have a little fun. Things might be a little different. Things might be changing. Things might be happening. Don't know yet. Don't care. Because we are unfiltered, uncut, and uncensored. Like I said, anything and anything will be a topic as long as it is in the realm of sports and or sports betting. Ryan, what's going on, man? If he's there, if I keep gotta fucking talk to
him. Onita! Onita! Onita!
God damn it, man! Fix your fucking audio! Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah, there's a lot of shit going on when it comes to sports betting. And not really. I mean, pretty much every baseball award is closed up. The Chicago Cubs are one game out of wild card, and they're tied right now with the frickin' Mets. Ohtani and the Angels have taken a nosedive in baseball. Trying to stall, trying to see what the hell. Oh, boy. But yes, and he left. Oh, you gotta be kidding me, you son of a bitch. You son of a bitch. Watch, it's probably like, oh, I had to restart. Welcome back. Oh, God, I need a hero. Hello? He's still not there. Well, then, I can't hear him, so we'll just keep pressing on. Oh, but yeah, so within the next couple days, join us, like I said, when we talk about today, but also join us back here tomorrow for sports betting as we dive into the Pac-12, the Big 12, and the NFL of the AFC and NFC East. And is he here?
I am fucking here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you clearly, and holy shit.
I don't know what the fuck happened.
I don't know. I think your freaking computer had a meh.
It's dancing in the dark.
It has more attachments than a transgender swimmer. Wait, what?
Are we talking about that today?
Oh, no. I mean, like I said, we're uncensored, unfiltered, and uncut. Welcome to WCW, where the big boys play.
With themselves.
With themselves, yes.
Well, I say fuck it. Let's get into it, because you know there's some shit that we're not going to be able to talk about on the Wednesday night show.
Well, then, pitter-patter, let's get at her.
Just because there are so many people that are being little punk asses about this whole thing. So,
Here's the thing. There's nothing, as much as we want to say this, there is nothing really to talk about that hasn't been talked about.
Actually, I think maybe there might be. And what I think there might be is a solution.
Actually, give me one second. Before we dive into that, I actually have to do something really quick. Because this is one thing, as much as I like, I will put this, I am not posting this on one media stream. Much as I have this live, I do not want to post it on this one. If you can guess it, congratulations, suck you, Berg. And I made that perfectly clear. Yeah, I said that out loud.
You said all right, that out?
We're good.
We're good?
I said the quiet thing out loud.
Yeah. So, what I'm seeing, because right now what everybody's bitching about is Leah Thomas.
Yes.
Okay? We have swimmers coming out saying that they feel uncomfortable changing with a biological male. You know, someone with intact genitalia that is apparently endowed with what you would expect somebody who towers in at 6'4" fucking packing.
Yeah.
So, instead of everybody making this a big fucking deal, there is a really simple explanation that absolutely nobody has looked at. Are you ready for this?
Go.
This is so groundbreaking, so out there that I don't think anybody's ever thought of it. Locker room partitions. Holy fuck.
Yeah.
Put up partitions. And I'm not saying separate one swimmer from the rest. I'm saying separate all the swimmers. Give them a place to change, because even though you're on a sports team with all men or all women, there are just some people that don't enjoy being nude around other people.
Hey, if we're going to do that, we need to put that in all the YMCAs.
Pretty much, man. If you've ever gone into the gym at a Y, you've seen pretty much everything the world has to offer.
Yep.
So instead of making this about gender, and instead of making this about instead of making it a transgender issue, instead of making it an issue about what's in our pants, why don't we make it what it is, and that's an issue of people's morality.
Yeah.
Some people like being nude. Some people don't. How do we fix that? Okay, well, if you don't want to be nude, here's a screen to change behind.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right.
It's fucking groundbreaking shit. I can't believe no one else has ever thought of it. I'm going to go off on a tangent here for a second. Right now, the media has people worried about what's in a swimmer's pants. When in the past week, our government has confirmed the existence of extraterrestrials and interdimensional beings, and confirm that there are extraterrestrials currently in our solar system. But please, let's worry about what is or isn't in a swimmer's fucking pants.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
There's something fucked up about to happen, because right now they're drawing everybody's attention away from fucking real news and making them focus on this stupid shit. Okay? Yes. Is it fucked up? Absolutely. I'm not going to say that it's not. Because if any man in America walked into a women's locker room with swimmers between the ages of 16 and 21 and dropped their pants, that's a sex crime. That's indecent exposure. You've exposed yourself to a minor. It's out there. Saying that you're transgender does not stop it from being a crime. But at the same time, we have much more pressing matters than whether or not fucking Leah Thomas is fucking walking around carrying a hammer.
Right.
That's the end of my rant.
No, you're absolutely right. Like, it is what it is. I get we've had this conversation on certain shows and saying, oh, well, they're banning her from this, but they have, oh, well, so-and-so took the hormone blockers in this. It's like, listen, no one's saying anything. Like, let's just get off of the sport to look at the ethics.
Well, first off, everybody that wants to lean on hormone replacement therapy, it's not really hormone replacement.
Right.
It's hormone suppression. If you give a guy a bunch of estrogen, he's going to have symptoms of having that much estrogen in his system. He's going to become more emotional. His nipples are going to get fucking sensitive. He's going to grow breasts. His body's going to stop producing testosterone.
Right.
And whenever he stops taking that estrogen, the estrogen's going to work its way out of the body. It's going to be replaced with original testosterone, and we're right back at square one. Hormone replacement therapy doesn't work because it's not real. You're not replacing your hormones. You're suppressing them.
Right.
It's not changing musculature. It's not changing skeletal structure. All it's saying is we're not producing testosterone. We're producing estrogen. It doesn't make a difference. The most masculine fucking men in the world, their bodies produce estrogen. Everybody's body produces testosterone and estrogen.
Yeah.
Biological males create more testosterone. Biological females create more estrogen. This is fucking science. Why are we talking about replacing it when you can't replace it? It's already there. Okay, if we're going to look at this, we have to look at it from the fact of this is a biological male exposing himself in front of minors.
And I can't even, as much as it is that, you can't even really say allegedly, because they've already, like, it's been going to court.
Yes, no, there's no allegedly in this case. I'm not going to be passive aggressive. I'm not going to pussyfoot around. I'm not going to say allegedly. I'm not going to say
what I'm saying is legally we would have to say allegedly, but there's no allegedly to this because it's gone to court.
It's gone to court. It's all over the press. It's mainstream news right now. So yeah, you're correct. There is no allegedly. What we have to figure out now is how they're going to try to do this. Are they going to look at this and say, well, we need to stand behind these females and allow them that privacy? Or are they going to say he identifies as female, so it's not a crime? Because if that's the case, you're going to have a lot of sex offenders claiming to be a woman to expose themselves to minors. Not that they need an excuse to do it. They do it now. But now they have a place to go where females are supposed to be safe.
Safe
bathroom.
They're a safe space.
Yeah.
Is it wrong? Yeah.
The whole fucking thing is wrong. The fact that it's even a topic is wrong.
Right.
Like the fact that we have to have these discussions about transgender athletes. The only do men deserve to compete with women? No. Women's sports was calculated specifically for women.
Unless, now, and then you get into Title IX. Unless there is no woman's sport, a.k.a. football, wrestling.
Oh, we can't even say that because there's a transgender MMA fighter that's...
No. I'm talking about actual wrestling. I'm talking about collegiate wrestling. They don't... You could be a woman in collegiate wrestling because it doesn't go by gender. There's no women's division. It goes by your weight.
Right.
So anybody can wrestle because it goes by your weight.
Correct.
Now, but... And I've always said this on the flip, on the other end. What happens if a man wants to go out for field hockey?
He will have to identify as a female.
Wrong, because there's no wrong, because Title IX does work both ways. There's no men's field hockey in American schools.
No.
Which means a man should be able to try out, not just get there, should be able to try out and try to make the team as a male. Now, if the coach does not take them, that's a whole different issue.
But then you have to worry about lawsuits based on sexual discrimination.
Here's the thing. If a coach gives you the reason why you were not that good, you have to accept that, though. You can't just say, oh, they cut me because of a guy. Guess what? It's going to happen because it's happened on the same end as a woman. See, if you look at it, a girl going out for football, they can't get cut because football is a non-cut sport. Wrestling, same thing. You can either make weight, you can make the team, you can make the squad, or you're a reserve. You never can get kicked off the team. You can go out for it. But like something like basketball, where they have cuts, baseball, where they have cuts, it's because it's limited roster spots. Field hockey, if in other parts of the world, like it's an Olympic sport for men. Now there's no women in Iran. Well, that's a bad example, but in Iran there's no women's field hockey team. It's all men.
Right.
In the Middle East, field hockey is a guy's sport. Like, have you watched the Olympics? Like, any of the Olympics of them?
Yes.
They're hitting the ball like 80 miles an hour. It's like highlight.
Yeah, a little bit.
Dude, it's terrifying. It's a freaking croquet ball coming at your head at 60 miles an hour.
I mean, I consider that a good time.
But you get my point.
Yes.
Now, it should work the other way, but it's quote-unquote taboo. Oh, you're echoing.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. But I hear myself.
How about now?
I still hear myself. Yeah, what did you hit?
Better?
You're a little low. I can't hear me now, but you're a little low.
Hear me now.
You're still low.
Son of a bitch. Look, I told you I was going to use this time to fuck with this mixer.
I know. We're just giving the people some entertainment, too.
That's all we can do. Man. That's all we can do.
All right, you're better now.
All right, cool.
But, like, it does work both ways. Like, as much as everyone says Title IX is for women, yes, a woman could go out and you're getting a woman going to play baseball. But a man can't go play softball because it's technically they have baseball.
Right.
But it's not, Jesus. I'm still getting that.
Any better?
No.
Son of a bitch.
How are you getting echo? How are you getting reverb?
I have reverb turned it.
Maybe, I was going to say, maybe, is there a button that can turn that off?
I'm working on it.
You're working on it. It's brand new. Now I'm not getting any reverb on my end. then.
Okay, cool. I got my shit leveled up then.
All right. Yeah, there we go. That's better.
Perfect.
But no, but like, it is that, it is something just that. And that's the whole point of Title IX. So then why are we arguing Title IX is meant for, like, I don't want to use trans athletes, but it is trans athletes. Like, Title IX is supposed to be meant for men and women's sports to be equal.
Correct.
But now you're throwing trans in there, and it's kind of that gray area.
Yeah.
Now, you got the trans powerlifter from New Zealand that competed in the Olympics. That's a whole different issue because he was 40. He wasn't a 20 prime of his career male, like prime athlete. Like, you get what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like, I don't know. It's always a touchy subject. It's not something easy to talk about.
It's
but...
not. I feel like it shouldn't be a subject. What's going on with Leah Thomas in competitive swimming should strictly be with what's going on with NWA rules and regulations. That's
yeah.
it.
Well, now because he is out of college, he's done with Penn.
Right.
Now it's about can he or she, however you want to put it, can compete in the Olympics.
I thought they already made an announcement about that.
They did. They said no, but it's still being fought. Last year they made an announcement saying no, but it is still being debated in court.
Yeah, I thought they were still... But again.
All right. Now I'm not getting reverb. Now you're getting reverb.
Is that better?
Yeah.
I'm fucking with sliders right now. I'm sorry.
Okay. Gonna say.
Yeah. I'm literally just fucking with sliders trying to see if any of this. Hey, look, on the upside, I haven't pushed any of the buttons that make random noises.
Hey!
I wonder if they work. We're finding out. You ready?
Okay. Yes.
Oh, perfect. Hold on. Where is it? Why isn't it? Oh, I deleted it.
Hi, welcome to right. Chili's.
Hold on, you deleted
Dummy.
It?
Dummy. Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
That is the worst canned laughter in the world.
Yeah, it is. Hey, rim shot.
Hey, all right, cool. I got shit that works. Awesome.
All right, so this is interesting. So on other news, in college video game news, NCAA football on track for 2024 release.
Exciting.
Oh, God. Satan? Is that you?
Yes.
Stop touching yourself, Ken.
Wrong.
Is Jesus.
Why is there a random pain in my back? Why is my ability to appreciate current music diminishing?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Can we back out of this deal now? Please.
And I've got to say, in all honesty, it's the biggest piece of dog shit that I have ever heard.
The Rock.
Oh, man, I'm going to have fun with this.
That's why I need to get it, because I need to do Satan. Granted, I also just do my own voices, too. That's the funny part.
I do, too, but... this one's pretty funny.
Okay, there, Catman.
Oh, Jesus. Jesus, yep. Tap dancing Christ. All right. So where else do we want to dive into? We're going to talk more college football tomorrow.
Of course. So what are the odds looking like right now for who's going to make the World Series?
World Series. I had somebody text.
Let's go Cardinals.
All right. So right now for the World Series, the leader is the Atlanta Braves at 330. Los Angeles, the Dodgers at 5-1. The Astros at 550. The Rangers at 8. Tampa at 850. Baltimore at 12. Toronto at 18. Philly at 25. And then, you know, everyone falls off the cliff. The Cubs are 60-1. The Cardinals are 150-1. The Yankees are 40-1. Sorry, Christian.
I don't have anything for
it's
that.
Free
one.
Real estate.
The Yankees are 40-1.
Stop! He's already dead.
You can only get that Cy Young win. Cole is actually a huge leader right now, but I still think one bad game. Yeah, you heard me. I still think one bad game, though, he's toast.
Oh.
I'll stand by it.
You're going to stand by it.
Just like the Cubs can win the fucking Central. Oh wait, was that for your Cardinals?
Oh, go fuck yourself.
So right now on DraftKings, Garrett Cole -275, and then pretty much everybody else is 7-1.
That's not terrible.
Like I said, could Cole's probably going to win it. But I don't – he keeps giving up these fucking first-inning home runs, and it's like I'm surprised that no one's taking advantage of it.
Well, I mean, they've all tried to take advantage of it, to be honest.
Yeah. Tell you what, right now it's right now, the thing that's over is the fucking NL Rookie of the Year. Carol Corbin, -3,000. Pretty much we're in the get anal probed territory right now, getting abducted by aliens.
Oh,
I mean, he can get abducted by aliens and still win the award.
Jesus Christ. Hold on, let me try it.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, Jesus. Jesus, take the wheel.
He's not taking the wheel. I am.
Oh, shit.
And I'm driving straight to hell.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Don't like this, ADC.
Oh, blasphemy. You are having way too much fun with that. Oh yeah, you are going to have way too much fun with that.
Fun with this.
I mean, trust me. Just wait until I get one.
Not bad. And thank you everyone who's listening for dealing with our straight up skull fuckery here.
Oh, I mean, this is literally just us fucking around. This is, like I said, we might start doing more of these, just me and you, because we want to see where we can take this.
Correct.
But, obviously, Wednesday we do our normal shtick. Wednesday's always going to be what it is. But also, we might take this time to do, if we can bring, actually, let me give him a call and see if he wants to jump on with us.
Okay, well, I'm going to be quiet and fuck around with this voice shifter for a second.
Okay. There it is. Let's see if he's on. Because if Christian's on, he might join us. But, like, we might also take this time to do what we'd like to call what I'm calling the race to a big payout. I'm not saying the payout number because I don't need people freaking following us like that and worrying about that shit. But where we go through pretty much every game and give our opinion on what or where we think shit's going to go.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely worth it.
Yeah, because, like, right now there's a lot of things adjusting. Like I said, we're literally less than 2 weeks away from college football starting.
Oh, man, that's going to be a long season.
Well, I mean, dude, we kick off literally the first game of the season is Navy, Notre Dame, and Ireland. And the over-under is fucking, the total is fucking 50.5. I'm sorry. What the, how high are you to say that Navy and Notre Dame is going to score 50?
Well.
Navy scores 50? Never.
No, that's, I would say that's being kind, but that's being way too generous. And I mean way too generous.
I mean, Notre Dame might hang 30, but that means you need Navy to hang up 20.
Nah, happening.
Echo.
Told you, man, I'm having fun with this thing tonight.
But just like also Notre Dame having to win by 3 touchdowns.
I don't see it. I just don't see it.
Neither do I.
Yeah.
Period. I don't see that at all. I think, honestly, if I have to make a quote-unquote best bet, it's Navy. It's take the 20.
Take the smart bet. All you have to do, take the fucking smart bet.
Now, the dumb bet is going to be, there's one game that I'm looking at that I'm just looking at and going, why would you take the points for this game? Because I don't trust it. And that's the USC game. It's USC versus San Jose State. 30.5. We've talked about San Jose State because they were part of the Mountain West. They're a team that could easily maybe not keep stride with them, but they can backdoor cover 30. You're talking about a team that needs to get blown off the wooden doors blown off of them early and then just them giving up. But that's the type of thing where you kind of look at that and be like, why? Like, there's no way they're going to freaking, USC's going to win, hands down. Honestly, the game that I would, if I was going to bet on that game, you bet the over. The over 64. You're talking about the Pac-12, which doesn't really have a defense.
Right.
Where a game on an average for a Pac-12 game is 70. That's the average for a Pac-12 game. And you're putting San Jose State in the Rose Bowl, and they're not going to score at least 14?
I mean, they might try.
They're gonna. I think they'll put up 14, which means USC will put up 50. Which
right.
You also have the possible number one draft pick for next year's NFL draft. And Caleb Williams on USC. Well, he was also last year's Yeah, Cubs! Good job, Mets! Fucking blow the game!
Did you say the Mets blew the game?
Yeah, they're down 3-2. Woo! Congratulations! Hey, listen. I'm a Mets fan. I want the Cubs to win. Maybe I have an 8-1 division win? For the Cubs? Maybe.
The Cubs.
Could.
The Cubs organization comes straight from hell.
I mean, maybe I have a division winning bet for them? Maybe? But, you know, the Cubs will not make the playoffs.
Smart man.
Play some Hava Nagila and give myself a pat on the back.
Pat on the back, sir.
Fucking some Barry Horowitz shit right there. They're only a game out of the wild card, you know.
Just one.
And if the Cubs win and the Reds lose, they're tied for a wild card spot.
Look, all I know right now is that my club needs to build for next season. We ain't doing shit.
No, we ain't found shit.
We were sellers at the trade deadline, which I figured we were going to be, 100%. But this season has been much, much more difficult than I would have liked.
Right.
You know? So, yeah.
Well, like we said at the beginning of the year, there was something about the, like, I was not just going to bleep out anything with. I had no idea what the Cardinals were going to be.
I mean, on paper, we looked all right.
But you didn't know what you were going to be with Pujols being gone, with.
The real. With Yachty being gone.
With Yachty. You didn't know.
We had no idea. And I feel bad for Contreras because they haven't given this kid a fair shake in St. Louis. They just want to keep comparing him to Yachty. And I tell everybody, like, you can't do that. First off, they're two different players entirely, two different styles. And the fact remains that Yadier Molina was a once-in-a-lifetime fucking ball player, and we got lucky enough to watch him.
Yeah.
And that's all there is to it. In our lifetime, there's never going to be another catcher like Yadier Molina.
No. Oh, no.
But at the same time, we can't hold every catcher that we get after him to that same benchmark. I mean, that's like fucking comparing a current player to Ty Cobb or the Babe. You know, comparing a pitcher today to fucking Nolan Ryan or Bob Gibson.
Oh. Well, you know what's funny? There actually is a pitcher in the big leagues right now that I would almost consider on the pace of Nolan Ryan right now. And that's Spencer Strider.
It's pretty.
Say that again?
I said, oh, yes, my greatest grief.
You're a little muffled with that one, but...
I said, he is my greatest creation.
Oh, okay. Oh, hell. He is from Atlanta. He's a WC, probably a WCW defender. Listen. We know you're down in Georgia all the time. Fine. Why the fuck did you let Ted Turner make Captain Planet?
Because no one else can play that part except Don Cheadle.
I understand that, but you had to give him John Ratzenberg and fucking Yes. Give us goddamn Captain Planet. I'd rather give us Don Cheadle, damn it.
I'm gonna say this one time. If you don't stop, I swear to myself, I'm gonna make my own science prison.
Oh, well, goddamn it, Satan. Hey, Satan, come back here, come to bed.
I'll be there in a minute, Satan.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, goddamn it, why?
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying, you son of a bitch? You gotta go over here and throw this rocket up in the air. It makes things go boom and make me all hot and bothered.
Stop. Not right now, damn it.
Oh, Satan. Come on, Satan. Come back over here and let them do the podcast.
Bye, Satan.
Fuck yourself, Ronnie.
Did somebody say fuck yourself? That's right. Hi, Satan.
I think he left.
Satan. Good time, Satan. I remember when he was still alive and I used to suck his dick for $1. Now the Dom's got him and I don't know what the fuck happened to him.
Oh, this took a wrong turn.
Well, you know what they say about wrong turn? Usually a right goes right in the asshole.
Now you're just listening to your mother.
Hi there, sandwich maker. How you doing?
Juwan.
Yeah, what, Ivana?
Leave these boys alone and let them get just a little fuck.
Well, why? Why? What are we doing here? 90% of the time we get kicked off a Wednesday show. We have nothing for ourselves. You know, I'm like Sonny. I'm like Sonny usually over here. You can convince and convulse all day, all night, and I have nothing to show for it.
But there is people working on now.
But here's the thing. No one's saying anything to us. We need to know what the fuck we're doing. But you understand that we have these two fucking yutzes over here that know what they're doing and they ain't telling us dick.
I told you when we got in bed with these fellas, they were a couple of fucking chuckleheads.
Yeah, but they know how to fuck real good.
That's true.
Fine.
But we're going to go. We're going to go and we're going to audition for the game show.
Yeah, that's right. We have a game show.
That's right. We're going to go audition for the game show.
Like a match dating game show, right?
It's going to be a fun game show.
Okay. Well, we're going to go. God. Jesus Christ, Joanna. Why do you always do this? Why? What am I doing to you? You're fucking annoying us.
See, Anita's no problem. I walked out and she just left. Like, she was cool. She was cool as fuck.
Yeah, but I got to deal with this cunt.
That's because you chose the stupid one.
Well, you know, you're calling me a cunt? Why the fuck are you calling me a cunt? Hey, go fucking talk to your daughter. She married a rich one. She married a rich guy. You don't need us over here.
No,
go to
you can go fuck yourself.
I think I just drove away somebody that was dropping by to watch the show.
That's fucking funny.
Bye. I'll get the fuck. All right, bye, Joanna. I'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, Joanna.
Joanna Ivana Snatch, everybody. Or Snatch A. They wanted to be fancy.
It's not fancy. They just added an E on the end.
Yeah, but now we apparently have Satan and Saddam.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting them.
Neither was I.
Oh, shit. Well, we've been off the rails all day, so if you're listening to us, thank you while we fuck around and figure some shit out.
Again, remember, this is not a scheduled show. We are just, this is literally us jumping on and having fun.
Having some fun, testing out some products, getting everything set for a new direction.
But like I said, it is uncut, uncensored, and unfiltered. WCW Monday Nitro, where the big boys play with each other.
With themselves. They play with themselves.
Hey, remember, it's always good to play with yourself, but make sure you always wear your clap cleats.
Always wear your clap cleats.
Oh, God.
And play with yourself. Or a friend. Because you know, you can't get in there and clap cheeks without your clap cleats.
I'm sorry, no one needs an Oompa Loompa promoting clap cleats.
Oompa Loompa, Oompa Doompa. I got a puzzle catch for you.
Y'all think this is funny? Sound like a damn troll! Oh, Jesus Christ.
Come on, put me down, man. This is bullshit.
Now, I'm going to put you in a Disney movie.
Ooh, you're going to be one of the Tinkerbell movies?
No. I'm going to put you as one of the seven mystical creatures, not because we can't call them dwarves anymore.
Hey. As a retired little person.
Oh, Jesus Christ. And we're canceled.
I am perfectly okay. I'm a dwarf. You're a dwarf. He's a dude. She's a dude.
I'm a dude. He's a dude. She's a dude. And we're all dudes. Hey!
Holy shit, I love myself, Jake.
Oh, I'm getting too old for this shit. Oh, God. So anyway, back to what I was saying before. Spencer Strider.
Yes, continue.
I personally think he might actually be the only one that can break Nolan Ryan's strikeout record.
Really?
Yeah, so right now, as of right now, he's only been pitching three. This will be his third season, second full season. He's already at over 400 strikeouts. And he's probably still got another three starts.
Shit.
Yeah, he's already 202 last year, 211 this year as of right now.
Interesting.
If he keeps this up, I mean, no one's talking about that yet because it's only his second season. He's got to do this as a longevity thing. But if he keeps this up, if he averages about, 250 a season, he can come close.
Fucking impressive, bro.
Yeah. Really is.
Fucking impressive.
because we're off the rails. We've been off the rails.
Honestly, there were never any rails to get on in this one. Like, we didn't have an agenda.
Oh, no. We had no script.
There was no script. There was nothing. I told you I bought this thing and I wanted to fuck around with it. I'm glad that I finally figured out how to make it work. Now I just got to have, I got to do the same thing to my computer. Because right now I'm running a fucking mixing board through my goddamn phone.
Oh, so that could be also why we get a little reverb here and there.
Oh, no, I was fucking with the reverb, see? Hello, hello, hello. I can turn effects on. Shit.
Oh, okay.
La, la, la. Yeah.
Yeah, there was no agenda for this show. It was just literally fuck around.
We appreciate you sitting around here with us because, you know, we have no lives.
Well, that's interesting. Guess who threw out the first pitch today at Shea Stadium, City Field?
Hunter Biden.
No. He'd think the first, he would run down the first baseline with his head towards the ground thinking it was a line of coke.
This is the biggest line I've ever seen.
No. It's the megastar, L.A. Knight. Yeah.
All right.
Why not?
Because it's L.A. Knight. Do.
You have a fucking beep?
I have a fucking beep.
Oh, God.
My wife, Paul.
Oh, jeez.
Hold up. Wait a minute.
And you know you're cursing as much as the 6'5", 450-pound TCU freshman named Big Bubba.
My name's Big Al, and I hit dingers.
Dude, have you seen this? This dude, 6'5", 450, he's a TCU freshman named Big Bubba Brooks. He's off, dude, his shoulder pads make him look like the Jolly Green fucking jackass. It's literally on my Facebook page.
Holy Christ.
I'm sending it to you on Messenger.
It's a Jolly Green jackass.
Yeah, Kamehame, go fuck yourself.
Truths.
There you go. Anticipation.
Holy fuck.
And totally worth it.
I didn't make that. I don't know where that came from. What the? Here?
That is a body that is built by Chef Boyardee.
Holy shit. I hope he lives a pure life, because you take over in a minute.
450 pounds.
He weighs as much as mine.
Yeah, that's a big boy.
That's a big boy. Sorry, fucking with shit.
No, you're good. So, there's no other real news.
We're still really early in the week.
Yeah, I mean, granted.
So,
I mean, the one piece of news that we could talk about is what's going on in, like, is the college football scene pretty much getting destroyed, but we're not going to talk about that really till tomorrow.
True.
Like we said, we won't talk about this tomorrow, but I'll get this out of the way now. Women USA team for soccer is out.
Out.
And Megan Rapinoe, like always, is at the center of some controversy. because literally she was preaching about certain, like preaching shit to reporters, but she didn't play well. And then like Alex Morgan was coming out pretty much saying like, y'all bitch and moan about certain shit, but you can't play the fucking game and play it well.
That's a problem.
Yeah?
That's a problem.
And also, she retired.
Happy retirement, bitch.
But she... So it's funny. And not trying to, like I said, we're not trying to get into this again, but just to stack on top of what we talked about earlier in the show, because we ain't talking about this tomorrow.
Yeah, again, just simple fix it, okay? Hold on. What? Even Satan has an opinion.
Put up a fucking curtain.
See? The Prince of Darkness.
Yes.
Okay, so that's...
But Megan Rapinoe came out and cheered defending trans athletes in women's sports, saying the U.S. has weaponized women's sports against them. This is actually coming from CNN. Megan Rapinoe says U.S. has weaponized women's sports against trans people trying to logistically away people for full humanity.
But didn't CNN, like, play hardcore porn for, like, 30 minutes one night?
Yeah. No, yeah. Don Lemon once had a particular word on air, and no one batted an eye.
So, does anybody really give a fuck what CNN has to say anymore?
No, but this is interesting.
Okay, fair enough. Go ahead.
During one of the things, Megan Rapinoe came out and said that it's total bullshit. It's particularly frustrating when women's sports is weaponized. Oh, now we care about fairness. Now we care about women's sports. That's total bullshit. And you show me all the trans people who are nefariously taking advantage of being trans in sports. It's just not happening, Rapinoe said. Over a weekend announcing from a retirement from professional soccer in 2023. Here's the problem with that. No one's coming for her job.
No.
She just retired. Where was she saying this 3 years ago, 4 years ago, when she was still in her prime? Oh, wait.
Good question.
There's no trans athlete in professional soccer. Because it's a world sport. FIFA has, quote unquote, well, like it or not, they in their mind have regulated it.
I mean, but have they really?
No, but here's the thing. If a trans athlete was in soccer or football, other than cardio, where's the disadvantage? Because you're not really allowed to throw your weight in soccer.
I mean, they do anyways, but...
They do, but you don't really... It's more... speed, but if you can tell in speed, because men have they've showed men's teams facing women's teams, and the men have smoked the women because they're quicker. But if the women's team adjusts technical, they could still win. They could still keep it competitive. The problem is they think they can play exactly how the men play and win that way, which is never the case. You have to – it's the whole – everyone's got a plan until they get punched in the face.
Right.
Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying what she's saying is wrong, but the problem is she comes out and says this now when she's retiring.
Right.
She's made her – and actually a lot of people are actually complaining or bitching about her because she's made her money already, and now she's leaving. I mean, granted, this is the same United States soccer team that had a woman that was a domestic violence that was a – not a recipient, that was arrested for domestic violence for beating her husband. Legally, I have to say allegedly, but there is – I believe there is actually
– No, fuck that. If there is evidence for it, if it is currently under litigation
– No. This was years ago. Hold on. I want to make sure I got this right.
Fair enough.
Because I have to say allegedly, if it's just to be on the safe. Nope. Hope Solo, domestic violence. Beat her husband.
So there is no allegedly.
Now, she was arrested for it. There is a domestic violence case. Don't know the outcome of the case, so legally, allegedly. And this was in 2015. So, yeah, that was 2014. Hope Solo had been arrested for 2 counts of domestic violence. The police were trying to book her in jail. Solo was combative that she had to be forced to the ground, prompting her to yell at one officer, "You're such a bitch. You're scared of me because you know that if the handcuffs were off, I'd kick your ass."
Genius.
I never asked this question when this happened because maybe it was 2014. Does that sound like roid rage?
It does sound like a little bit of roid rage, yeah.
Right? I'm just saying.
Is that clear him up? I was getting some pee pops. Did that clear him up?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
That is a quick fix. That's a microphone fix.
I know. I'm just, you know.
And I think a lot of people have that. And this has nothing to do with, honest to God, with trans. This one actually has no issue with trans in sports. This actually has the issue with the fact that she's saying this now and then just, oh, bye. Don't come after me. I'm retired. I mean, it is what it is.
It is what it is, unfortunately, yeah.
And again, 2014. Trying to see if there's anything else. I mean, tomorrow we'll talk about the Pac-12, the Big 12, pretty much the Pac-12 being destroyed. And we'll dive into the NFL, AFC East, and NFC East. So we got that. Other than that, is there anything else you want to talk about?
No, there is not.
Okay, well, that being said, I mean, we did what? We did an hour.
Right. I mean, it's not bad.
No. But all right, then. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the show. If you like what you heard, follow us on all social media accounts under the Nerdport Network. Follow us individually on Twitter or on X at FN Ronnie.
At StuntcockSTL or at RyanROfficial.
Come back tomorrow, 8:30 East, as we dive back into the deep, the wild world of sports and sports betting for another episode of the Betting Window. Again, there will be things going on in the near future. Things will be changed. Things will be happening.
Get ready for a new and improved experience.
Yeah, get ready for the rails to come off real quick, but get ready for some good chirping.
Fucking A, bud.
Yes. You'll fuck you, Shorzy. For what? You're born to be alive, motherfucker.
For what?
Fuck you, Shorzy. For what? These sticks are amazing.
Best stick I ever had.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, with that being said, thank you for listening to the show. If you like what you heard, tell your friends. If you didn't like what you hear,
go fuck yourself.
Tell your enemies, and with that being said, if they don't believe me, well, then there's always two things to tell them. One, Bobby Bonilla is still getting paid, and two, if you don't believe us, well, then fuck, that's just the fact of life. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good night.